Ballots are due back in the Montana Secretary of State's office later this week as lawmakers decide whether to override Governor Greg Gianforte's veto of a high-profile funding bill that would reapportion money from the state's marijuana sales tax. Gianforte vetoed Senate Bill 442 after the Montana Senate had adjourned last session, which left lawmakers no chance to override it. SB 442 would fund veteran services, provide permanent property tax relief for vets and Gold Star families, invest in county road maintenance, and support land conservation and habitat management. Montana Wildlife Federation Executive Director Frank Selassie says the legislation has received broad support inside and outside the Capitol.
That's why agricultural interests have supported 442. Counties have supported 442, and the conservation sporting community supported 442, and local governments.
Gianforte said in his veto note that using state funds for local responsibilities such as road improvements is a slippery slope. Veto override requires the approval of two-thirds of lawmakers. Ballots are due back in the Secretary of State's office on Thursday. 20% of the sales tax revenue would be used specifically for habitat conservation. But equally important, supporters say, is the money that would be spent to improve veterans programs and rural infrastructure. The bill's sponsor, Malta Republican Senator Mike Lang, says SB 442 would provide services for groups that have not historically shared common interests.
I just want to bridge the gap between recreationists and hunters and private landowners.
Critics of SB 442 have argued the funding distribution formula isn't equitable, while supporters say it directs resources toward those who need them most. The bill passed the legislature with 130 of 150 votes in last year's session. I'm Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.